Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad. Yourself? You got the new cans on, I see.
Yeah, I got my new Sony headphones on.
Nice.
Got them for my birthday last weekend. It was
cool.
They sound great. I love them.
Uh-huh.
Now what? Holy moly, it's like on cue, the
I thought you shut that.
Well, I turned it way down, but I'll go turn it down some more. Hang on a minute.
It's just cranking. The usual Sunday morning detail. There we go.
It must be humid in here. Must be our.
So what, does it have a volume control on it that you could turn it down?
Something like that. It's a sensitivity of some kind.
It wasn't very sensitive to our needs.
Not right now. It seemed like it was on cue. So, hey, wait a minute. I want to be on here.
Yeah, the show's starting.
Pretty much, yeah.
Crazy.
Speaking of crazy, we got some crazy weather out there this morning.
Oh, it's nasty. Totally insane. Took me almost an hour to get here when it would take me about half an hour.
Kim didn't think you were coming. You're not doing a podcast today, are you?
Jeep.
I mean, that's what I told her. I says, he's the president of the Windsor Jeep Club.
If the president can't make it, no one can.
Exactly. Like, he ain't gonna let a little snow stop him.
It's not a little snow, though. It's pretty crazy. I gotta say, like, for one night,
yeah,
it's total madness.
401's nice and quiet.
It's very quiet, yeah.
But was it clear?
Everything's quiet. No. Nothing's clear. It's just like one lane that you can is barely visible even.
Of the road.
I even let a couple big trucks pass me. Them because guys were flying.
Yeah.
They don't slow down for nothing.
They don't slow down, which I don't understand.
They must have been president of the big truck club.
Yeah. They think they're invincible because of their weight, I guess. Eh?
I don't know. But you move aside for them no matter what.
Yeah, because they
I wouldn't want them behind me.
They start jackknifing, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, they can go like, you know.
Oh, if they start sliding at all, yeah, it's over. As long as they keep it straight. As long as they stay awake, I think everything's fine.
Keep it straight and stay awake. That's their motto.
I was going to call you up this morning and say, yeah, I should come down and do the show at my place.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't happen.
Your vehicle out there is buried right in.
I know. They got a nice big snow drift on the side of it.
You got a blower?
Yeah, teenage boys with shovels in their hands.
No snowblower?
No.
Whoa, got some work cut out for them today.
We just got the asphalt driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a good thing, though, because then they can shovel it, though.
Exactly.
What kind of tea is this?
Green.
Is it green?
Yep.
I was supposed to have the Christmas tree thing this week. I
put it in your cup.
Didn't fix it?
I thought I did fix it. Snapped into place. Everything was nice. I shook it a little bit to make sure everything was cool.
All the tea came out of it?
Then I put it in your cup. And then I poured mine and I went to look in yours and it was open and all the tea was loose and I just dumped it all out. Gave the old clothespin one. Well, I don't know what the deal is with that one.
Hmm.
It's got a very weird mechanism. As you can imagine, the diffuser in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Yeah. That's odd.
Anyway. So what are we talking about today, Big Jitty?
Well, today, getting closer and closer to the... Well, it is the festive season, but closer and closer to Christmas.
Christmas.
Xmas. We're talking about shopping.
Woo!
That's what we're doing today.
So you're what's the deal with Hanukkah? Is that almost over or is that...
Hanukkah's done.
It's done, yeah. And there's eight crazy nights of gift shopping and gift giving, I mean.
Eight crazy nights. As Adam Sandler would say.
Yes, that's where I got it.
No, I didn't do... Nothing went on for us. Really? We're not really doing anything this year. No Christmas.
No, well, there never is any Christmas. No Hanukkah thing.
No Hanukkah, no Christmas, no nothing. We've been too busy doing stuff for the place and everything, so we decided not to really have a big Christmas or anything, or... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go out for dinner or something or whatever, but I mean, we're not doing a big gift-giving thing this year.
no pagan rituals of any kind.
Pagan?
Yeah.
No.
So Lana is she's Christian of some kind, some denomination of Christianity.
She is Catholic. So Christmas is a big thing for back home, I guess, for her mother and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was a time Lana would go to church on Christmas.
There was a time.
I think it was before she met me.
Yes, obviously.
I changed all that.
Do you think you were...
There's no repenting now.
You were a big influence on that, you think?
Hey, do you hear anything through there? You don't hear the music, do you?
No, I don't hear any music.
If we have any listeners there that could give us some feedback on how loud the music is, it'd be cool.
Right,
it sounds loud to me.
We have Liz and DJ Sin Rock. DJ Sin, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if either one of those dudettes, DJs, can let us know what the scoop is. And you too can join us on Sunday mornings on Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah.
Listen to the show live. This is a good morning for people to be listening to us live, actually.
Listen to the show live on Yahoo Messenger. Yeah. Contact us live on Yahoo.
Oh, that's what I meant. That was dumb.
Username the Jabbercast.
Thank you very much. You can talk to us via...
That's right.
Yeah, who messed it? If you want to listen to us live, you got to go to iTunes. Or, well, just go to WKBR.ca. Click on the...
Oh, I know what I had to do.
Click on the listen link, and it should open iTunes for you. What'd you have to do, Big JD?
I had to turn the music down. I think it was loud. My apologies. I'm working with, four different volumes here. It's crazy. I need a new setup. And the thing is that this stuff is not... all going to work, I don't think, in Leopard, which I've been dying to install.
You don't think that stuff's going to work in Leopard?
Well, there's a new Nicecast beta for Leopard, so that might be proved to be problematic for me somehow. But as long as that works, like, this stuff should be pretty cool, broadcast-wise.
Sure. And all that's from the same people who make...
Rogue Amoeba.
Rogue.
Yeah. Got to try that stuff out. So yeah, we're talking about shopping today. Shopping of all kinds, not only for the festive season, but shopping for anything and everything, including your groceries.
Sure.
Grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do your grocery shopping at a traditional grocer, like the big chain, or do you go to a small place like in the county?
No, we use a big chain.
Do you go to Windsor for groceries?
No, we go to a big chain on Manning Road.
Oh, okay. So Tecumseh Way.
Tecumseh Way.
Yeah.
Usually we make one trip out there a week.
And that'd be Sobeys, I would imagine. Or is there Zayers too there?
Zayers is there. Oh, okay. As well. Normally, I shouldn't say we, because I don't do the grocery shopping for the most part. My wife does that. And she goes to...
That is a wife's job, though, isn't it? Grocery shopping, is it, or isn't it?
Don't even say it. It depends on what your situation is.
It all depends on if she's listening to the show or not.
No. It depends on what your household situation is. If for her, it's...
My wife usually does the shopping. Sometimes we both do it, and sometimes I do it. It all depends on how busy she is.
And do you guys make a list when you go shopping?
I like to have a list, usually, if I'm going to do like a regular major shopping, you know, thing.
Right.
But I don't think she usually makes a list.
No way.
I'm real organized that way.
My wife has to always have a list with her. She got to make sure that she doesn't forget anything, because there's stuff that we need.
Yeah, if you don't have a list, there's a chance you're going to forget something, and you come all the way back home and like you did all this grocery shopping, and I forgot to get that.
Right. And it's usually the thing that she wants.
Yeah, the most important thing you went for, probably.
Yeah, to make
dinner that night.
Yeah, exactly. Some ingredient that you needed to make your dinner with or something like that. But then as the days go by, there's the fresh produce and milk and stuff that doesn't last forever. And that it's not good to freeze it. She'll go into Belliver and go to the Value Mart there.
Mm-hmm.
Crappy grocery store, and it's not a big place either. So, but it has that small town grocery store feel to it. And
it'll have that thing you missed probably, or that thing you forgot to get maybe. Or
yes, exactly. Yep. So that's how she does her shopping. So, and it was a big grocery shopping trip, and then a couple more during the week for the stuff that runs out.
I sometimes take my grandmother shopping. Well, she likes to shop at different places for different things. Vegetables at one place, her meat from the market, this from there, and this from there. It's madness. Taking around all over the place.
Wow. That's the way I would like to shop.
If and this is a little bit cheaper here, and this is a little bit cheaper there.
Oh, well, no,
but in the long run, I spend more money on gas anyway, driving all over the place.
Right.
It takes all day to go shopping.
Yeah,
they got better vegetables here, and these ones and the peppers are 10 cents cheaper here.
10 cents,
you know, it adds up for her. But I mean, I'm still driving around all day long. You know,
sure.
But what she'll do sometimes is go get a few things at a certain place if she's got to go on her own. You know what I mean? She'll go to the market and she'll get a couple of things of meat or something of some kind, and then you know the next day she might go to Elias and get her vegetables, and then she'll go to Price Chopper and get some other stuff or whatever's kind of closer to her. But that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I'd like to, it'd be so easy if she just would shop where I shop. I just take her when I go shopping. She can get all everything she needs and it's done. But all over the place. And and pet food, not at the grocer, but at the pet food store. So there's another trip.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she's old school.
Yep.
You go to different retailers for different items.
Yeah.
She hasn't clued in on the, or she hasn't grasped the whole, everything's in one spot, convenience is everything.
Yeah, not exactly. I mean, I guess actually she knows it's there, but, she knows some things are better at some places, or price is better at some places, and those different things, and that's why she likes to go to those different places.
Now, the earliest, what do you think the earliest examples of shopping were?
Oh, it must have been some kind of markets.
Markets, exactly. Yeah. That's what I kind of get into, is the whole market thing.
Markets are awesome, including flea markets, not just food.
You can buy your fleas there?
Yeah. You can get fleas just about anywhere. In fact, I got an itchy ankle. No. We've had cats with fleas at home when I lived at home. It's crazy because they were outside cats all the time, and we'd get I don't remember what we used to do. We must have used to spray for fleas or something like that, and bring the cat in once in a while to get flea removal done or something. I don't remember.
They got some very good products on the market now. You just either, there's the liquid thing they put in the back of their neck or something, and that lasts for so many weeks. Or the collars. We just use the collars, and they last.
I think we had that too. Collars we used to use.
They last all summer. We've never had a flea in this house.
Yeah. That's good.
It's very good. Because I don't like cats, let alone bring in the cats in the house and their fleas.
And you have two cats.
We got two cats, yeah.
Wow. Did you ever play Kick the Cat?
I'm not going to tell you that answer on the air.
Plead the fifth. You're American.
Yep. I'm American. And no, I've never kicked a cat more than 5 feet. I'm joking.
It's no more than 5 feet to the nearest wall. So, markets.
Yes, markets.
Let's go to market. And Little Piggies went to market. Everybody went to market.
Little Piggies went to the market. Yes, they did.
Yeah, there's markets of all kinds. Flea markets are great. St. Jacob's Market is pretty cool.
What's that?
St. Jacob's, Stratford. You must have been to St. Jacob's Market.
No, I've never been there, but I've heard of it.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Your wife would probably dig that.
Probably. Then there's the place she goes is in Indiana. What's it called? Shipshawana.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard of that. But yeah, markets, I'm sure the first markets, and you see a lot of movies and stuff like that, because I mean, obviously it was before our time really, but especially in European countries and stuff, or places where there's like there's market areas, or the streets had little market spots all over for buying different things.
Right.
When you buy some vegetables here, go over here and buy a arirag or, different things.
What was that? The dialect of area.
Arabic.
Aria.
Arirag. I think Arabic or something to that.
Okay.
Eastern European.
Sure. That's something on his mind here, but I'm just thinking the markets they had. I'm like thinking way back in the medieval times. Usually it would probably only happen once a week. All the people would bring their goods, the farmers from way out in the hinterlands.
And, oh, that type, yeah, yeah. And bring it to sell. Yeah.
And they bring it that one day a week to a certain hub of activity, probably in the nearest city, bring all their crap there, and then they'd sell it that week. Or trade. I think a lot of trading was also going on. I don't think there was too much currency back in the medieval times. I think all the gold and...
Trade, yeah.
The doubloons were all held by the king and all his fiefdom, and all those people had the money. Whereas these people just traded their stuff. You know, I got three pigs. You know, I need some wheat or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's where shopping, that is the beginning.
Would you trade three pigs for some wheat? It'd have to be a lot of wheat, I'd say, I think. Because three pigs, man, there's a lot there. You got snouts, you got pig's feet, you got lots of bacon.
Oh, bacon. Huh? I'm starving. Don't talk about bacon in the morning.
Oh, I just had bacon and eggs and pancakes and French toast. No, I didn't have anything.
Eggs and French toast.
I didn't
toast.
Have nothing. I'm starving.
Do you agree, though, that would probably be the beginning of actual shopping?
Yeah.
You're going to
shopping. Yeah.
Stuff that you don't have, you're going to get it.
Yeah. And probably before that was actual just trading. You know, not so much even a marketplace or anything, but meeting to trade things maybe.
Just on the way. I got a donkey here. Can I trade you for your...
Yeah.
I'm just thinking what I just saw. Oh, Shrek.
Trade a donkey for an ass.
Or a piece of it.
Yeah, there's a whole nother market altogether.
That's right.
So yeah, I'm sure that's how things originated, and now we have it's progressed all the way not only to the big huge shopping chains but online shopping, which I think maybe we'll get into a little bit later, but let's for now take a break, and then we're going to come back to some other area of shopping. Okay, and I guess we'll finish up with markets here.
Okay. That's the beginning of that, I think, of shopping as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But those kinds of markets are still around today in most major metropolitan areas.
Not so much, not really trading.
No, it's cash.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Cash and carry.
Farmers bring their goods, or I think a lot of it is wholesale now, but mm-hmm. there's still some farmers out there, especially up north and probably in St. Jacob's area.
Yeah.
Where there's some...
They all bring their stuff to...
They bring their stuff to a specific market place and they sell them there. And it's usually the best place to get stuff. It's firsthand. Yeah. People who are selling to you are the people who either made it or grew it or whatever.
Great for maple syrup and honey and stuff like that. Those natural
Stop
things.
Stop with the maple breakfast
maple
food.
Maple syrup on pancakes and French toast and hash browns and Belgian waffles. And Well, yeah. And markets themselves, there's different kinds of markets. They have different styles to them.
Such as?
Well, there's the open market. What would you refer to as open air?
Open air market, yeah.
Outdoor markets.
Yeah.
And then there's some that are actually enclosed. We at one time had a market here in this city that was sort of open. It was in a big warehouse and it was open all the way around it.
Yeah.
And then it moved to another area now where it's an indoor market, but it's still a big market, similar type thing.
Sure.
Kind of indoor now.
Have you ever been to the Eastern Market in Detroit?
No, I have not, no. Is it open, outdoor type?
Like half and half. It's like a building, and then the people go on the outside of the building, but there's stuff going on the inside of the building as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy
That's what
stuff.
I didn't like about our market was in the wintertime when it was cold outside. They, you know, still, I think the market was open most year round. It might have been closed for at some time. I don't really recall. It was so long ago, but... So there are different kinds of markets, and anything else about markets for you?
What types of markets are there? There's the stock market.
Okay.
No, I'm just
you
kidding.
Trade money.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
And goods. So we've been talking about, you know, grocery shopping, but what about shopping for other things? Shopping for clothes and things like that. Do you go to big malls, chains, or do you go to different places for different things? You go to the smaller stores, or... I guess I tend to shop around different places for different things when it comes to clothing and stuff like that. Sometimes the malls, then there's we were just recently at the Partridge Creek Mall, which is the stores are all indoor, but it's outdoor. You have to go outside of every store to go into each store.
Right. It's like it's an artificial town square kind of setup. They've set up a town right there. kind
similar,
of
similar to the what are the other ones like Birch Run? Those
that's an outlet mall.
Yeah. Outlet, yeah, yeah. It's same kind of thing. I mean, it's as far as the setup is concerned, you go out each store into another one, kind of like an outlet.
But it's not so plaza-ish.
It's not so plaza-ish. It's more mallish, like townish, like you said.
Right,
like a,
yeah.
It looks like a little town, but it's also mall prices.
Yeah,
it's not outlet prices.
Yeah, there's no
a mall like that.
Cheapness there. There was another one just like that in Ohio. It's called Legacy Village, and it's the same kind of thing. There's like sidewalks. That's the whole thing. There's sidewalks in front of stores,
right?
With some kind of something going down the middle, like a
some kind of something.
Like there's something in between the stores, like facing each other.
Yeah, almost like a boulevard or fountains, and this one had some fountains.
Playground, look for kids there, and there was like a stage area, and so there's a big something in the middle. And cars are not allowed to go in there,
right?
Because it's just a closed in area. So this is a new whole way of creating a shopping area. It's a mall, but it's outside. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives you that old feeling of shopping from walking down a main street, going from shop to shop. Because I think a lot of these retailers realize that there's a lot of towns that are, I think, especially seasonal towns. Like I'm just thinking like Collingwood or Grand Bend, or you know, they got a really nice downtown area where shopping is. It's kind of a neat experience. You know, there's music playing and there's people on the streets entertaining you, and it's like a vibrant environment for shopping.
Yep.
So I think these retailers are getting they want to create that atmosphere of the small town Collingwood, Grand Bend, or whatever, and just create and plop it in the middle of a field, call it something. Partridge Creek. Legacy Village.
I prefer an indoor mall myself to that. It's nice once in a while to go, or if you're going to spend some time with your wife and go for dinner or something, and inside, outside on a nice day or kind of thing. But I prefer an indoor mall.
Yeah, like on a day like today, do you want to go to Partridge Creek?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. And will people?
Yes, right now they will.
There, though, you think?
Sure. It's Christmas time.
I guess.
There's an Apple store
there,
too.
Some major shoveling to do before let anybody in there in the morning.
People got to go get their iPod somewhere.
That's right. I'm thinking about getting a dock.
Like for your boat, you mean?
Oh, no. And then I realized why I don't want the dock, because I got to take my iPod out of the case all the time. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Sucks for you.
Yeah, not for you. You have that stick-on cover thing.
Invisible market shopping. No, invisible shield.
So, yeah, there's malls, and there's the little stores, and who sometimes have some of the same things as the bigger stores.
Like, what do you mean?
If you go for shirts or t-shirt or something like that, or you want some kind of minor clothing stuff and maybe underwear, I don't know. Some of the Walmart, I guess Walmart's not small, but I'm thinking of somewhere like...
Walmart's not small, it's no, the opposite.
Giant Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Giant Tiger or Saab, some of those stores. Is that what they're called? Saab or Cyan? Cyan?
Yes, not B, it's N.
Well, you need some t-shirts, or you need this, you need that. You could go to a place like that, and it's probably cheaper than going to somewhere, even like Walmart. And Walmart's usually pretty cheap.
Those two places are right on par with Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get their stuff, I think, from India. Walmart gets their stuff from China.
Same difference, yeah.
Same difference. Pretty much.
The manufacturers are nobody over 11.
Exactly. Then you're old hat by then. Your fingers are all worn out by 12.
I love Walmart.
Do you?
I think Walmart's awesome for everything. Are you a Zellers guy or a Walmart guy?
I don't like either of those stores.
No?
No.
Where would you go to get stuff? There isn't anywhere else. Canadian Tire?
I like Canadian Tire.
Canadian Tire's awesome, but usually you'll find... And you know what's totally awesome? Is Dollarama. And you know how many times I've gotten things other places and I go Dollarama and I see it there? Same thing. Exactly the same. It's the same.
And it costs?
A buck.
A dollar.
Thus, Dollarama.
Uh-huh.
I was at Walmart recently and had to buy some screw-in hooks. And they were brass, like gold color.
Yeah.
And the hook itself had like
they're not brass.
Well, the hook itself had a white plastic on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid probably $3 or something, $3.29 for a package of four of them. About an inch-ish big. And then I was in Dollarama like a day after or something and saw the same package for like a buck. It was a buck.
It was definitely
a everything
dollar.
There's a dollar or two for a dollar.
Yeah. Right.
Like candy and stuff. Chocolate bars that you go buy somewhere for a dollar something. And they got them there two for a buck. Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and they got biggest row of food and candy and stuff, and it's all same as everywhere. Real
it's,
stuff.
It's a buck.
Yeah. I can't believe some of the things that you can buy for a buck.
I went to the Red Wings game last night, and they were selling hot dogs for a buck.
Yeah? That's a good price. I saw your pictures, and they were pretty cool.
Huh?
You sent me a few shots.
Oh, that's right. I took a million pictures. We had awesome seats, that's why.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I brought my camera. Good game.
I don't know. Won?
Pardon me?
Detroit?
Detroit won, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, the score was 5-2, and Detroit scored every single one of those goals. They scored twice on themselves.
Oh, really?
Craziness.
Wow.
You don't see that too often in a game.
So, would they win? What was the score in the end?
It was 5-2.
5-2?
5-2-2.
Okay.
Yep. You normally don't see a team scoring themselves, especially professional.
Yeah. So, the other two, who they play?
Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers, and they never scored any goals.
They never scored any goals, really, no.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was wacky. So they're trying to, and they did break a record of how many hot dogs sold at a hockey game at Joe Louis Arena. That's why they were selling them for a buck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they were the regular hot dogs or what they were. I don't think they were.
You feel okay in the morning?
Did I feel okay in the morning? Yeah. No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, maybe they weren't regular hot dogs.
No.
Those are those pig snouts I was talking about earlier.
Yes.
So what about, where did you get your tickets?
Jeff Lanoux.
Oh, okay. Where did he get them?
He has season tickets.
Okay.
And they've had them forever.
What I'm trying to get at is that you might have bought them online at Ticketmaster, which is where you probably usually will buy tickets.
Yep.
And online shopping.
Sure. Even if I don't get my tickets from Ticketmaster, I buy the tickets that I buy from a broker online as well.
Yeah.
Ticketsforsale.com.
Mm.
Which is shots here.
Do you buy a lot of things online?
I buy a lot of things online, I think. That's where I say most of my shopping. Most of my shopping, the stuff that I shop for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these headphones, my kids' Christmas presents, all online.
Yeah. I get a lot of stuff online. And a friend of Lana's that just bought a Mac recently. She's never shopped online before. And, you know, we've been all talking about this, the Broyce diet thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She wanted to get in on that. And so she wanted a copy of the book. And she's like, well, if you order more books, can you get me one? I'm like, well, I have the book. I'm not going to order more. Like, I'm not going to get any books. I said, you want to order it? Why don't you just, she had her Mac over and everything. She was over the other night. I said, why don't you just order it online?
Get it right now.
Yeah, but I can use my credit card and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I don't worry about that stuff. It's secure. I think that's a thing that, you know, stops a lot of people from shopping online is using the credit card online.
Sure.
But I think it's pretty safe.
It is very safe.
Yeah.
Is there some nefarious activity going on out there? Of course there is. But that's going on at the Winners. And it's going
on. Sure. It goes on. Yeah. You hear all kinds of different things of, you know, people scamming information from other people. And it doesn't only happen online.
No.
And probably less maybe online, except for a lot of people get into it themselves. They get an email that says, oh, you know, send us your information because your banking information is wrong, or you got to update something, and it's just bogus. It's spam. It's scam, and they send their information, and that's how those kinds of things happen for the most part, I think.
Sure, and a lot of people hear about that, and they'll have news stories on. You know, there's a big phishing scam going on out there. Watch it. So people, and that's the problem with this day and age that we live in. The media is steadily trying to put fear into us. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to do some activity because I heard it. Because they told me.
Right.
The they thing that we did.
Yeah. Who are they?
It's the media that they put this fear. They want us to be living in a atmosphere of
Somebody's got to do that because they want us to still shop at stores as well.
They want us to go to like brick and mortar places, you mean?
Yeah. You know, only want us shopping online. I mean, a lot of those stores are online, but there's a lot of businesses that, you know, they need our patronism. We'll be back after this. Do you think that all stores should be selling online?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
Why wouldn't you? You know? I mean, I enjoy going to a store and shopping. I like that one-to-one, you know, talking, ask questions if you don't know. But if you know exactly what you want, order it online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do some research. That's all right here in front of you.
You know,
sitting at your computer. You can pretty much find out anything you want. But what about you?
Yeah, I think they all stores should be selling online. I think it's for convenience sake, it's great. But yeah, I'd like to go out to a store here and there myself. It's nice to get out and shop once in a while, make the rounds, buy some stuff. But they should also be available online for the times that you can't get out or don't want to, or it's a busy time of the season, perhaps.
It is a busy
getting
time
crazy
of the season.
Now.
It sure is.
And I saw a thing up at Walmart's, if they're not, I think they're open already now, but 24 hours. 24 hours through Christmas.
Who is?
Walmart.
I'm just looking for a quote, and I just as you said that, Paris Hilton had this quote, Walmart, do they make walls there? Yeah. She's a smarty pants.
Well, do they? Are you going to tell us?
No, you can't buy walls at Walmart.
Wow.
Obviously, she has never shopped there.
She's never shopped anywhere by herself, probably.
No, but there's some things you can't shop for online. You can't buy a pool online, let's say.
I bet you can.
Well, I'm sure you can buy one.
You can buy, order, and everything, and then they come and do all the stuff.
Can you get it installed online?
Yeah.
And then you go swimming online.
That's right.
Okay.
Meet me for some online swimming later.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're right. There are things that you would have to go to a brick and mortar place to buy, probably, or you would want to. Some things you want to see and try. You know, you don't want to just order something that you're not sure if you would like it when you can go to a store and check it out. That's what I'd like to go to Detroit and check out the Ukes.
You want to buy a ukulele in the States?
Well, I wanted to check some out. I have that one ordered now.
The applause one?
No, the one that the original one.
Oh, good.
With the bad rap.
Well, that's
but
funny.
It seems so cool. I know somebody that's got one, and he says, and I said to him, I said, you know, there's so many negative, reviews on that particular uke. And he says, I don't know, maybe I'm just not picky. He said, I just love it. It's fine. But
the one you want is, it's like a short scale though. And the ukulele is a short scaled instrument to begin with.
Right.
I'm just thinking how low can you go?
What do you mean? The one that I've got ordered is a concert uke though. It's a little bit bigger.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's small, but it's got an extra 2 frets. It's like maybe 2 inches bigger than what mine is. The whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 inches in
length.
Hopefully
somebody didn't just tune in as you said that.
Oh, hey.
It's 2 inches longer than mine.
But yeah, it's a concert uke. It's still a soprano, which mine is. But mine is still the small, you know, this is a concert uke. They usually have two to, you know, a few extra frets. And
so you got
it's
the
electric.
New, you got the new uke tuned for this week's show?
No.
You said you had two on
Yeah, I have two in the bag, but I didn't do the vocals for them yet.
Oh, you need some vocal work.
And I did play one last week for those of you that were paying attention. That was Big JD doing Thank You on his ukulele.
That's what the song is called, Thank You.
Yeah. To my mom.
Thanks to my mom for buying me this ukulele.
Yeah.
And so why do you
want to get the uke thing?
Why do you want to get a new uke?
Why do I want to get a new uke? The uke that I have is... It's, as far as I know, it's a no-name thing, and it's pretty old, and it's doesn't stay in tune all that well. Mm-hmm. I tune it quite often.
Yeah.
And the bridge, which is normally supposed to be glued on, and I don't think there's supposed to be a screw in it, well, it's pulled away, and there's a screw in the center of it still holding it on.
Oh,
I mean, it all works, but it's...
No wonder you're tuning it up all the time.
Yeah. So, I don't know... You know, and I don't play anything too far up to even know how well it's intonated.
All right, yeah. That's the whole thing I was thinking about was the intonation.
So. But I also figure, you know, getting a concert uke, it's not much bigger. Same sound, same plastic strings. I have the best of both worlds with being able to, you know, because I like to record a lot. So rather than having to mic it all the time, which is always the best, I like miking. But, I mean, yeah, I can just plug it in. It's kind of neat.
You can just plug it in, so it has like a guitar jack on it?
It's got an active pickup and a guitar jack, yeah.
And what does that sound like, I wonder?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard lots of electrics, and I mean, it's similar sound, just about the same kind of, you know, not exactly the same as miking, but we've talked about ukes long enough on this show. Back to shopping.
Yeah.
So yeah, online shopping I think is great. That's cool. What other types of shopping is there?
That's it. We've covered it all.
Okay.
Early show this week, folks.
The early show with Big JD and Lippo.
What other kinds of shopping are there? I don't know.
Well, the musical instruments.
I thought we're done talking about ukulele.
We're done talking about ukes, but I mean, what if you're shopping for something like that? Like I was mentioning, you want to try something. You don't just want to order something.
Right.
You want to be able to play it. You want to be able to try it. You want to be able to, you know, look at different ones. Maybe see the different colors and things like that.
Positively. You want to be...
And other electronic things. Television. Would you just order your television online?
I was considering it.
We are considering ordering from Direct Buy.
Oh, you're going to do the Direct Buy route.
And the Direct Buy thing is similar to ordering online. I mean, you don't see it until it comes. There's, you know, no showroom of TVs or anything like that. You pick and choose which one you want, and it gets shipped to the store, and you go pick it up. If there's something wrong at that point, or, you know, I don't know that you can just say, I don't like it.
You better be able to say you don't like it.
I mean, I don't know how that works.
It's Direct Buy, and there's a...
Yeah, I guess if you're not satisfied with something, then it'll have to go back. But of course, there'll be a restocking fee of some kind and to have it sent back and whatever. And so that makes things more difficult, although the prices are great. So
that's if you belong to them. And to belong to Direct Buy, you got to pay a big initiation fee.
It costs money, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't know if it's worth it. You have to really...
I think it's worth it if you're totally re-gutting your house or you're building a house. It's phenomenal.
If you're building it,
it's totally amazing, I think. But then also we had plans of getting, you know, a lot of things. And we kind of found as well, though, that we could sometimes find a better deal from elsewhere. And it's...
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Direct Buy prices?
Better than Direct Buy prices, yeah. In the long run... Some of the prices were better, but one of the problems, though, is that when you can find a better price on something, sometimes it's, you know, in the States, and they won't ship to Canada or those kinds of things, too. So you run into other problems like that. But for the most part, especially for if you're getting need to do things for the home, your kitchen and your cupboards and your floors and the carpeting and all the major things from the paint in, it's good. And it's worth it.
But you can go to...
I'm not allowed to say how much it is to actually join because that's against policy.
But I can. I don't care. I don't believe...
No, you can't.
Why not?
Not while you're with me.
Okay. but you can go to them in the States. You can go to
Direct
Buy in the States.
Yeah, you can go to Direct Buy in the States.
Because the selection is...
you can't shop online in the States, but you can shop online Direct Buy here.
Right.
That's what it is. Lana's actually gone over there a few times and has been looking at some things. But some of the things are really good prices. And most everything's cheaper. But the thing is, like, okay, here's, for instance, I was looking at a Canon camera. And it's $350 bucks there. And the cheapest I could find it anywhere else, I think, is about $380 bucks.
Okay.
Which is only $30 bucks more.
Right.
But would I rather go to a store and buy that? And if there's any kind of problem, I can go back to that store and, you know, I have some recourse there if there's a problem or anything for the $30, you know, kind of thing. Or it's $450 there and $480 somewhere else, but $450 plus you add on the extra little things that brings it up to around $480 or $500. You know what I mean? It's kind of similar. But they say electronics are a little closer, like it's not... that big a savings for the electronic stuff.
Yeah, it's furniture and home building.
The home building stuff, man, it's incredible. Well worth it for anybody that needs a lot of stuff. You'll save, you know, whatever you pay for your membership anyway.
Yep. Our drummer, Francis, just built his house and he got all his stuff from Direct Buy. Saved a bundle. What was I going to talk about? Shopping, something big that you were just... talking about. You guys just did a kind of shopping that is very unique, and that is home shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Something
shopping for a new home.
That you can research online, but you can't necessarily... I don't think there's no way you can actually buy a house online. You can't actually buy a house. Because there's so many legal things that go
on. You could, actually.
Could you, yeah?
Yeah. You could find the house that you want online in the MLS listing, contact the realtor, tell them to send you the paperwork through the internet here. They'll email you whatever, and you can sign and send back and do whatever, and then you buy the house online. It's yours. You don't necessarily have to go look at it is all you're really doing anywhere else.
Yeah.
You can sign papers and send back. I mean...
Sure.
It's actually possible.
It's possible, I suppose, yeah. But you'd actually want to go look at your...
You plan. Would, for sure, I think. Unless, of course, you're moving out of state or something or to another country and you need something and you actually, you know, you have a realtor looking for you and you make a transaction because this is the area I need to live in. This is the price kind of thing I want. I see the virtual pictures online and it looks okay and I need the place. I have to buy it from here. I can't go look at an apartment in Bangladesh and then come home and then move there. So you would buy it, you know, sight unseen, so to speak.
I know a buddy of mine who's moved to several places, and that's what he does. He goes to the location where he's moving to.
Yeah.
And looks, yeah, like you're heavy-duty house shopping within a day or two.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the people are the husband is got a new job someplace, and he goes down there and looks and buys a place, or, you know, him and the wife take off and, excuse me, find a place, and she comes back with the kids while he's, you know, moves and sets up and whatever, and then brings the rest of the family. Or
yeah,
I'm sure it goes. There's a few different ways there that things happen. But
so how was your house shopping?
It was brief. We were looking for something specific.
What was your process?
We were looking for something specific. There was only a matter of maybe four or five places that we actually wanted to look at because it's the only places we'd move to, and. We found the place we wanted.
How? Did you go through a realtor? Or?
We went through a realtor, and we went to each place looking at them. These were different realtors, and then it was a particular realtor that, you know, dealt with the place that we looked at, that we bought. But, I mean, we didn't use our own realtor.
Okay.
So we just went through the realtors that, you know, had the places for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Within probably a week or two's time, we had the place that we wanted because there was only a few places for us to look. We didn't really want a house. We wanted a condo, and we only wanted a certain, you know, area pretty much.
So it was limited as to far as how far and wide you were going to be shopping.
Yeah,
for a house.
It wasn't going to be a long time, and it wasn't going to be a lot of looking, really. And if it was, they didn't have what we wanted, then we probably wouldn't have done anything, you know?
Right. So, and you're happy with what the place you're moved into?
Yeah, extremely.
Except the refrigerator.
Did I tell you about the refrigerator?
Well,
we're getting a new refrigerator.
Okay, well, I certainly hope so. I know our listeners are all disgusted about
how it's been a month and a half that we haven't had a refrigerator, but finally, the guy was coming back because he actually had to document that it was not repairable. Whirlpool wouldn't replace it unless it was documented. I'm like, well, he was just here last and left without being able to repair it. Or fix it.
That sounds unrepairable.
But they said, yeah, but he left you with, you know, a couple things to try. And so because we were kind of left hanging and the whole thing was like in limbo, oh, put ground coffee in there and let it absorb the odor. That was what we were left with. So they couldn't say, well, it's not repairable because they told you to try something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, this has got to be resolved like right away. And so anyway, he ended up calling that morning. He was supposed to come. And he said, I don't know what to do. I said, you can come and carry it out. And he says, what's going on? I said, you know, well, this is the story. They want this written in writing. They want, you know, and there's the smell's still there. We can't use it. We haven't been able to turn it on. And so he did what he had to do on his end. And then after all was said and done, they said that he says it's not repairable. And they'll replace it, but we have to pay $150 installation and
removal fee.
Well, I don't know about removable, but the delivery and installation is $150. So I just like, yep, fine. I'll go with that for now until it's in. And then somebody's going to hear from me. Oh, are they going to hear from me?
I want my $150
yeah.
back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more.
Suffering. Sure. Fill
and
my
food
fridge.
And, yeah.
That's what I'd say. Fill my fridge.
Yep. They're going to hear from me. It's going to be fun, actually.
Make sure you record that.
I'll try. Should have been recording all the other phone calls, but I haven't.
Yes, I'm sure there's some passion in your voice when you're talking to these people.
Mm-hmm.
Person without a fridge. And now, today, you have to like brush the snow off your food on the balcony.
Oh, it's all covered, yeah. Some of it. I had to reach into a big pile of drift on the balcony searching for butter. And I found it. My hand was frozen. I had put my hand under warm water just to get it going again. This morning for my bagel.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that's what
and stuff is going to freeze out there eventually. I mean, when it was like
some of it has frozen. I've gotten, you know, went to get the milk and there's like, you know, a couple inches of milk left in the thing and it's just frozen though.
So when can you expect your fridge?
They said 10 to 15 days we should hear from whoever's bringing it. And so it's probably going to be after all the holidays and New Year's and everything.
Oh,
so there
brother.
Goes Christmas dinner and everything.
Brutal. So you want to go to the Jabberco? Got one?
Okay, I guess that's what we're going to do. I'm just was going to some music here, but for some reason wasn't connecting very well to your shared library. Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of stuff you want to shop for.
Goods of all kinds.
And you can shop for them at StephenLarry.com.
Ooh, Steve and Larry's online.
Yeah, do all your shopping online.
Ooh, Steve and Larry's online.
Yes.
.com. StephenLarry'sOnline.com.
Do you have one? I have a few.
Well, I figured that you had something this morning. So
I do.
What you got?
Besides what Paris Hilton said about Walmart, here's O'Brien's law of shopping.
Who's?
O'Brien.
Who's O'Brien?
He's a relative of Murphy's Law.
Okay.
This is O'Brien's Law.
All right.
And I'm sure you probably agree with it. It happened to me last night, actually. If you change lines, you're waiting to pay for your stuff. Mm-hmm. The one you just left will start to move faster than the one you are now.
That always happens. Same as at the border.
That happened to me at the border last night, not for the customs, but for the to pay to after you get on the bridge and we wanted to get some money. We waited behind this cab, and cars are just going next to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. I said, and there was somebody behind me. I'm saying, if this guy moves out from behind me and goes to another line, I'm going to another line.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, he moves, I move, and then
the
other line just goes. But that's just O'Brien's Law. If you ever want to know what that is, it's O'Brien's Law. I also have another quote by Julia Child. You know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Miss Prissy, not Miss Prissy, that's not the right word.
She's the cooking lady whatever.
She's the cooking lady.
For today we're going to put in... Hasn't she got like an English accent a bit or something?
I think it is English.
Yeah.
But it's very unique voice.
We make two eggs and put them in the... She's got like a high-pitched... Yeah.
I don't think she's alive anymore. I think she died recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, of course, she dealt with food. And so she was asked about kitchen equipment and the stuff that people use in their kitchen. In department stores, so much kitchen equipment is bought indiscriminately by people who just come in for men's underwear.
Oh, yeah?
So you go into a department store to buy your husband his underwear.
Yeah.
But you also get yourself a ladle and a hand mixer. Do you ever see any? Do you see those anymore?
No.
It's all...
Electric
stuff, yeah.
Lana wants the bowl one with the thing that you put down in.
Like a cake mixing thing.
Yeah, one of them things.
Yeah.
But we have a good hand one. You know, electric hand mixer.
Yes.
Put the two beaters in it and it's awesome. You need a big thing that you have to have out on the counter that's huge like this.
And she wants to get that just to make bagel dough?
I don't know what to make.
You guys, does she make cakes?
No.
Hmm.
But red would look awesome on the counter.
Oh, I see. It's all about decorating your counter.
Part of it's about decorating, I think, and the other part is about, I don't know what the other part's about. I'll let you know in the next show.
All right. another concept came into my head as when we started talking about the whole, you're buying something, you're shopping for something that you don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of a thing called planned obsolescence?
I don't know.
Built-in obsolescence? I don't want to get... we're out of the quote.
Okay.
I just want to latch onto this thought while I'm thinking about it. They make stuff so that it'll...
Don't drop that.
No, I'm not going to drop this hard drive. So that not that it'll break, but it just won't perform.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of Sony doing that to their equipment.
Yeah. They make it so it's not perfect. So something will happen to it. There's also...
Timed.
Built-in obsolescence so that if you do buy this, it looks a certain way, but 2 years from now, you wouldn't be seen dead with this thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, how can you still be using that? Or how could you still be wearing that?
A Walkman.
Yeah.
Cassette Walkman.
Yeah. The TV and the radio is telling you, you got to have the newest, latest everything.
Yeah. Nobody uses that one anymore.
That's right. It still works just fine, but it's just self-perpetuating how they build all this into the whole marketing scheme. We're just like puppets shopping for stuff that we don't really need, because the stuff that we have still works just fine, other than this hard drive that I just dropped on the floor. No, I would never drop that.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You've dropped this before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't even taken it out of the case. It doesn't need to come out of the other thing because it just plugs in from the back.
I like taking stuff out.
I see that.
Yes.
I have to clean the fingerprints off it later.
Quiet. This isn't like your saddlebags on your bike.
Oh, I get into the saddlebags of the bike now.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you didn't drive it this summer, so it doesn't keep you reminded. Oh, there's that. Yeah. That's where Lippo put his fingers on my saddlebags. Yep. Sorry about that.
That's right.
So you're aware of that whole...
Yeah, actually. I just didn't realize the term.
Yeah. So that's how we become such a consumer-oriented society, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We are destined to shop.
Yeah. We have to shop anyway.
To get our stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying that they make us shop.
They make it so that we have to shop too, yeah. Well, when they come out with things like bottled water...
That's huge.
Yeah. And it's not anything you can't get out of the tap, really.
No, we've lived how many years now without
And is it really better than tap water? Oh,
in some cases, it's not as good as tap water.
There you go. You see some of the specials that they have on it, and you find out that it's not any better or it's worse.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be drinking some of it.
Right, because it comes out of the... For the most part, it's coming out of the...
It's toilet water.
Well, no, there was... Coca-Cola had just tap water, didn't they?
I don't know. Don't recall any of the shows things I've seen, but I have seen things where
it's Dasani. I think they took tap water and they add a little bit of salt to it and sell it.
Nice.
And it's cost more than gas.
Yeah.
For your bottled water. And how long did we get along without bottled water? Forever. Like 10 years ago. Do you remember as a kid?
Yeah, no, we've never had bottled water until recent age.
No. In fact, when I was a kid, I remember pop or soda for some of you people out there. You usually came in a bottle. And if it came in a can, it was a can that you actually had to...
Use a can opener to...
Can opener to open your can of Pop Shop.
Things changed a lot.
Yeah. You remember Pop Shop?
Yeah. We used to go to Pop Shop all the time and get our pop. And there were red cases at Pop Shop on them. Yeah. And you bring your bottles back there and everything.
Yeah.
What about kinds of buying, though? Like... impulse buying, and they've made it really easy for us now by having all kinds of stuff at the checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I need that. And pass by that in the store.
Right, exactly.
Then they got the magazines, they got drinks now, they have candy and chocolate bars and stuff, but then they got little things like scotch tape or padlock or batteries and a little FM radio that's this big and little things, mousetrap.
That's where you
all
find
the little
them.
Thing, lip gloss. Or not gloss, but chapstick type stuff, or gum, and and you always, women, I'm sure, always grab something.
My wife always grabs something for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. And in Best Buy, they really take advantage of that. They make you go into like this,
area. A maze full of stuff.
Yeah, here's your impulse buying row, and you have to go.
There's
through
tons
here.
Of stuff there at the front.
Yeah, it's just not like a little alleyway. Anyway, it's like go in the opposite direction of the checkout and then come back.
We go to the groceries at the checkout, and there's this magazine thing right there. There's a magazine aisle, but they got tons of magazines right there. So you stand right at the thing, and Atlanta pick up a magazine. Start flipping through, and most of the time she'll toss it on the thing after.
Pay for it.
I'm like, there's another $10 we need to spend. Magazines or a couple of them.
Yeah, I like reading them in line, especially the Examiner.
It's cool to read, but the chicks usually toss them on the thing after to pay for.
No, I would never buy.
Yeah, I want that
because it's just so crazy that those magazines, those yellow yellow journalism, this crazy stuff. Jesus lived on Earth for
a lot of them are the Inquirer type magazines and stuff. But
Snake Man comes out of hiding, and UFO people have been living in Nevada for the last 20 years. And
you can't rule that out. but
you can't rule anything out.
No. So we're closing in on the end of this shopping show.
Yes.
My suggestion is to do your Christmas shopping online, especially if you haven't done it already.
That's right.
Because it's getting close.
Sure is. So you're not going to do anything for Christmas this year, JD?
I don't know. I think we're going to somebody's house for dinner around Christmas. And, you know, Lana usually works Christmas, New Year's, everything anyway. So, I mean, it's not...
Oh, is that right?
I'm going to fill up a stocking.
Do you guys have a tree?
No.
Not even like a little one she puts?
No.
Not a table one?
We have mistletoe somewhere. Fell down, though. We have to lay on the floor to kiss.
Yeah, that's where I kiss my wife at, on the floor. Lay down, honey. I'm going to kiss you.
Lay down for your kiss. And next week, what do we got going on in the Jabbercast? It's the last show before the holiday, actually.
Right, and we're going to be able to get together, no problem?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem, really.
Okay.
It's the 23rd, so a couple days before Christmas, I guess. Sure. And I know you have something the night before, though, don't you?
Yeah, Francis is having a party at his house.
Well, I always call before...
It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough one, but that's okay. What are we talking about, Big J?
It's occasions. Not just holidays, but showers, stags, weddings, birthdays, and more. Christmas. What are occasions all about? How they start? And why do we need them?
Really? That's what the show's on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Occasions.
Well, I've got to do some research on that one.
Yeah, we got to find out when occasion, why, when and why and how occasions ever began, even.
It's just...
When did we ever start celebrating a birthday?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd have to be after they invented the calendar. So there's all those years before they had the calendar that... but they use the stars all the time.
There may be some people that lived and died and never celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, very likely.
And now we're expecting gifts for our birthdays.
Do you?
No, not necessarily.
No. Anyway,
when you're a kid, you do.
Exactly. I'm not going to talk about it now. We're talking about it next week.
And... how can folks get a hold of us, leave us messages and all that fun stuff?
You can send mail to 2096. No, we don't want that. Email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the contact page on our website, which is thejabbercast.com. And there's the My Chingo widget there, and you just leave a message by clicking the leave a message button. We'll get it on our end and play it on the show or answer your question or... Whatever you have to say.
www.thejabbercast.com. So I guess we'll see everybody next week for the occasions show.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.